hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Special holiday edition of the big show as we share a few gift-giving ideas for the diver on your list. And like I said before, you can always, you know, sneak something in for yourself if you so choose. That's what I do, you know, and you always need a buddy to go diving with. So, you know, you get them certified, you get a buddy out of the deal. You get them something and maybe you borrow it from, I don't know, you know what I'm saying. It's all good. Any way you look at it when you're talking about giving the gift of scuba. And that's what you should be doing this holiday season as a diver. Now, to help us with that job, I have Clay from Explorer Ventures. He's the big cheese. He's the grand poobah. He is the man in charge of that fine organization for live aboard vessels. And he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing pretty good. How's the move going, Greg?
It's going. It's going. It's next week. We should be in our new broadcast facility and kicking off 2009 in style. But I'll leave that to share with everyone next week, because who knows? At this point, it's anybody's guess. But yeah, it's looking good. It's going to be good once we actually get there. But we're working on it, Clay. We're working on it. But I'd rather talk about liveaboard adventures for 2009. I know we got some big plans here for Scuba Radio and Explorer Ventures as we continue on to have Explorer Ventures as the official liveaboard company for Scuba Radio. And anybody listening right now might want to pay attention, because you guys are running a very cool special that could come in very handy at this time of year if you're looking to give somebody a liveaboard trip. Right, Clay?
Yeah, we are. We've sort of added to our loyalty program for Explorer Ventures. We've always had the, travel with us five times and get the average price of those five trips credited towards your sixth trip with us. And we've got several dozen people every year that take advantage of that. But now we've also added our 555 loyalty program, which gives people the opportunity to pay 5% deposit, 5% a month, and get 5% off their trip price when they travel, and that counts towards the five trips that accrue towards your six trips. I don't know how many fives we can stick in there.
I hear at least four fives, and there probably is a fifth in there someplace. But yeah, it's like 5, 5, 5, 5.
Well, actually, there is a fifth five, because we've got. This is open to all of our repeat passengers through the end of December this year. So anybody that's traveled with us, and I counted it up at one point, but it's somewhere upwards of 12 or 13,000 people that have traveled with us over the 21 years. That's open to all of them through the end of December, and then after that, it's open to everybody that within 5 weeks of getting off one of our boats, they can book with us again for the next trip.
No, that is awesome. So 5% down, 5% a month, and 5% off.
Exactly.
And so it makes it very easy for somebody to, you know, print up a little certificate or make a little card for the holiday season and give it to the buddy or their spouse or whatever, say, we're going on a trip. And then you don't really have to pay for it with the big bucks, you know,
exactly.
For many months, depending on how you schedule it. And of course, they can pick from, any itinerary you guys offer, right?
Yep, we've got four different itineraries that we offer. We're working on perhaps adding some others in similar destinations, but we obviously, as we have for 21 years, operate in the northeastern Caribbean from St. Martin to Saba, St. Kitts, Statia, and back again. And we've got an itinerary in the Bahamas that we're running as well, down in the southern Bahamas to out of Great Exuma to San Sal and Conception Island, Long Island, that area. And
that's part of the CX2 move, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're moving Caribbean Explorer 2 to run half the year in the Northeast Caribbean and half the year in the Bahamas. And during the Bahamas trips, we'll also be running our dolphin trips up in the northern Bahamas for 5 weeks in 2009. And that was a real popular thing in 2008. So we're repeating that. And, you know, it's one of the only trips where you can do probably three dives a day plus an afternoon swimming with dolphins.
Yeah, it was, you know, that was one of the trips I was really looking forward to last year. And we had some weather that created a problem for us and we didn't get to go. And, of course, I heard from people that were on the trips before and after our week, and it just made me mad.
You know, you're just a lucky guy. It doesn't happen exactly very often, but when it does, you're generally booked on a trip somewhere for it.
Well, you know, you always have to have stuff to look forward to. So, yeah, I mean, I was glad to hear you guys were going to repeat the adventures for 2009. So, yeah, we're going to have to get on that dolphin adventure because, yeah, I heard some people that were on it and said the encounters they had with the wild dolphins there in the Bahamas were absolutely phenomenal. And just the whole trip overall was just really a cool way to set it up, where you do two tanks in the morning, have lunch, and then you go snorkel and cruise for wild dolphins in the afternoon. That sounds like a pretty cool adventure to me.
Yeah, it's a magical experience.
Yeah, and I know you have some other plans for 2009 as well. What is this thing about the Pink Fins trips? What are those all about?
Well, that's a pretty cool trip as well. It's a woman-only trip. And
now, wait a minute. Now you got my attention.
Well, I said women-only trip, Greg.
Oh.
Did you hear that part?
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't put on a wig and sneak on board or
say
I know the owner of the company? Or
The jury's out, but I think the consensus is that no, you can't.
Okay. Well, I tried. So it's a ladies-only liveaboard trip. Is that what the deal is?
Yep, basically. It's on Caribbean Explorer 2. We're running it in July in the Bahamas out of Georgetown. And, you know, we're really excited about that. We've got plans for giveaways on board, and we'll have a massage therapist on the trip. And you know, I think it's one of those things that you and I can both wish we were there for that week.
Now, wait, a massage therapist is going to be on board to massage the ladies?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Now, will that be a guy?
Probably not.
Oh, man. I can do that. I think I could work. So basically, it's a trip set up so the ladies can go diving and not be bothered by schmoes like myself.
Yeah, pretty much.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a sad state of affairs. But no, that's kind of cool. I've heard of those type of trips. Matter of fact, Lynn at the office has actually asked me if we could actually send one of these Scuba Radio mermaids on one of those trips, I believe.
Yeah.
And she goes, here's the caveat, Greg. You can't go. And I was like, okay. Well,
you know, we do our best to block you out of the really interesting stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's, I can understand. I'm used to it by now. But no, it's cool stuff. You got those, and of course, the different itineraries. I know we're planning to do as many as four liveaboards throughout the year in 2009 with Explorer Ventures. And I know we're going to try to hit Turks and Caicos in the Bahamas, do that dolphin trip. But I'm hoping we can get back to Ceiba. Have you gotten any trip reports lately from Ceiba, from that adventure?
Yep. That trip is wonderful. It's not like any other itinerary that anybody does. We, you know, it's a dedicated liveaboard, obviously, with Caribbean Explorer 2. It's all, it's 18 passengers all in, you know, double accommodations with private bathrooms and all that. And the nice thing about the trip is that we offer island tours at all the island. The history down in that area is amazing. And, you know, you've got Brimstone Fort and Mount Misery on St. Kitts. And, you know, Ceiba is a 5-square-mile island. Goes straight up, straight down, and the topography underwater sort of mirrors what's above water. It's outstanding diving with a lot of history. And, you know, if people are interested in island tours, we can arrange that for an afternoon at the probably miss one or two dives. Anybody else that wants to just keep diving, we can do that. So, you know, the trip's basically what you want to make of it.
Yeah, you know, we went on that trip about a year ago, and we haven't talked about this lately, but there's a little stop that they offer the island tour on Astatia. And, you know, we play this little interview clip on Scuba Radio still to this day of this guy on there who has a copy of the Declaration of Independence. He says it's an original copy of the Declaration of Independence. And yep. It's kind of rolled up in a shoebox, and I don't know, but it's one of the coolest stories, whether it's true or not, that I have ever heard on any dive trip, let alone any trip I have been on in my entire life. Is he still kicking and doing that down there?
Yeah, he still is. He does our tours every week. I know he was a little bit sick a couple months ago, but I think he's back to it now. He's a wonderful man. We've been working with him for 21 years now. And but you know, Stacia and the U.S. are pretty tied in because back in the 1700s, late 1700s, obviously, Stacia was the first nation. It was independent at that point to honor the U.S. Declaration of Independence. Unfortunately, they had sort of the misfortune of having a British warship parked in the harbor at the time, which didn't go over too well. But between that, Stacia has the oldest synagogue in the Western Hemisphere there. There's just all sorts of neat stuff in that area.
Yeah, well, what do you think about this copy of the Declaration of Independence story that he does? I mean, it's entertaining regardless. It's great history and stuff, but then wait a minute. It's in like a little glass thing, and you're like, what? This is like priceless piece of, you know. I don't know. What do you think there, Clyde? Care to comment?
I don't know. I've wondered about that for years, but hey, it's a good story either way.
And, exactly. Who cares? We don't want to know the truth. We just want to hear the story.
Exactly.
Yeah, trust me, that is quite an adventure. And, yeah, that was the thing that stood out from that whole live aboard experience, being able to visit Estacia and then, of course, the island of Sabo, which is truly a spectacular place just to walk around and observe the topside stuff. Not to mention, you know, you do all this land-based, these quick little mini tours during the day, or in between diving on your surface interval. The diving is spectacular. Pinnacles and things, quite cool. I'm anxious to get back down there and check that out again. You think we'll be able to make that one happen?
I hope so.
Those aren't the girls-only trips, are they?
Well, now we're not doing one on that itinerary this year.
Okay.
That boat's been in Bahamas.
All right. Maybe we can do our own girls-only itinerary, but maybe I can pick them and I can go too?
Well, yeah, you know, that might be a possibility.
Okay, all right.
Invited?
Yeah, I got 5%, and I got 5% down, 5% a month. I love this. This works. Giving the gift of scuba. Is that what everybody's getting on your list, by the way, Clay?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Are you giving them, like, free trips, all your friends? Is that the deal?
You know, I don't have a lot of friends that are divers other than people that are in the industry, and they're too busy diving.
What am I? Chop water? Well, come on. That's where I'm going with this, buddy. Don't forget about your dive master friend there.
Okay.
Okay. ExploreVentures.com. Check out all the itineraries right now. And remember, it's 555. 5% down, 5% a month, and 5% off with Explore Ventures, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Let's get away from sleigh bells. Let's get away from snow. Let's make or break some Christmas, dear. I know the place to go. How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend the holiday away across the sea?
I know I would. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here on our special holiday edition of the big show. We're giving you gift ideas to give the diver on your list and maybe score something for yourself along the way. We're just talking about live aboard trips. Mentioned Sabo with that itinerary with Explore Ventures with Clay just a few moments ago. Online is Keith, and he just got back from diving in St. Martin, which is one of the drop-off points for that live aboard itinerary with Explore Ventures. Keith, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm all right, man. We're talking about diving, so it doesn't get much better than actually doing it, which Evidently, you just did, right?
But I did. You know, that's what I do every winter for my Christmas vacation. I head down to the island somewhere to do a little diving.
So you went down to St. Martin this time. And what exactly did you see there, Keith?
Well, I did two dives when I was there. I did a dive at St. Martin at Grand Casa Bay, and it was more rock fall off than anything. Wasn't a whole lot of live coral. A little bit of wildlife and fish, but nothing significant. Then the second day, on a private little rental boat with two of us, we went over to an island of Fuchsia, which is right off of St. Bart's. And the diving was much better over there closer to St. Bart's.
Yeah, so you saw what exactly?
Now, on that dive, actually, of course, as soon as we hit the water, there was two big barracudas up there that followed us around the whole time, which is always nice and spooky to have those sitting there right off your fins following you around.
Absolutely.
Plenty of, like, blue tangs, just huge schools of tangs. There was a nice octopus. I couldn't get out of a hole, but you could see him down in there, and he'd stick his little tentacle out at you, but I could never spook him all the way out to get a good look at him, how big he was. And lots of other, just lots of coral and sponges and all kinds of stuff there.
Now, what about wrecks? Did you do a couple of those too, or did
no? I didn't do any wrecks when I was there. There was one wreck we had an option to do that was in shallow water, about 35 foot of water or so. We actually passed on that to go to Fuchsia, the one by St. Bart's, and you know, hindsight, it was a very good choice. And we did two dives at Fuchsia there, and they were both tremendous.
Really? Now, you know, the one thing that St. Martin, that whole general area, is known for is not so much the diving, but the topside activities that you have to play with. There,
yeah.
You went to St. Bart's, you took a little cruise across the bay over there, and what, did the little remote, you know, all the little private beach type of thing going on, or what?
Yeah, we did. And you know what? And I'll agree with you. At St. Martin, I did the diving and some snorkeling at St. Martin. And St. Martin's all about the topside. Lots of casinos, lots of nightlife clubs, some great restaurants there on the French side of the island.
It's one of the best places to buy booze in the Caribbean.
You know, it is. I will testify to that just being there for 10 days last week.
Not a bad place to drink it either, by the way.
But yeah. but you know, when you get there, if you want to do some, you know, if you want to go underwater and do some stuff there, jump on a boat and take the little trip over to St. Bart's or Sable Rock or, you know, Fuchsia, where we did.
Yeah, well, exactly. You do these little day trips, and you really can just take over a little piece of the beach and have a little picnic or whatever you want to do, and snorkel and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what we did was actually we rented a bare boat out of Oyster Pond there. They have some boat rentals. We rented a little 28-foot center console boat and just got some tanks because I brought all my other stuff. Got some tanks from the local dive shop and went over there and got it ourselves. There were some mooring buoys, you know, moored right up, and had the dive guy at the shop tell us where to go, and we did our own little dive there.
Nice. Now, they have the Dutch side and the French side of St. Martin, right?
Correct. And the French side's a little cleaner, a little more fun, a little better on the food-wise and stuff. But either way, the island is all about topside.
Well, or I thought it was about topless. And the French side was topless.
Topless. Maybe that's why I enjoyed that side a little more.
Hell yeah. Of course you did. Don't we all? But yeah, it's a cool place to visit for sure. And to get some nice diving in there on the side as well is cool. By the way, when you did the little private beach thing, did you guys go to that area where they got the mud bass or the...
We did, and that's in... Tiana, I'm not quite sure how the French pronounce the word there, but we did go to the mud bass and got, you know, they told us right about it, and I actually have to show you a photo one day of me covered in mud before I went and jumped in the water and snorkeled around to get most of it off.
Okay, well, I'm waiting to see that, I think. I'd rather see some of the clothing optional thing, maybe of the beaches and on the French side of St. Mark, but who knows, who cares? It's all good, it's all about diving, it's all fun. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to DesignatedSports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's DesignatedSports.com. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here. And lo and behold, my buddy Captain Steve from the World of Boating just popped in as we were doing scuba radio today. How you doing, buddy? Been a long time.
Yeah, doing good. Yeah, I like to talk about diving. You know, I don't talk about it much on the World of Boating, but I am a paddy dive instructor and made about a zillion dives. So, yeah, what's going on in the world of diving?
Well, we were just talking about, you know, diving in St. Martin, and I know you were asking me at the commercial break there about the mud bass.
You're I used to basically live in St. Martin. I ran a liveaboard dive boat out of St. Martin. So every week I was there for, you know, a day, at least out of the week. While we're taking people out, we'd take them to Sabre or St. Kitts or you know, St. Bart's or wherever, tooling around, but that was our home base. And how come I don't know about these mud baths?
Well, you know, the thing is I did a cruise there a few years ago, and we had a stop off in St. Martin. And one of the activities you could do is you could take a day sailboat over to this little private island that, you know, like Keith was describing. And on the beach, they have this clay-type substance. I guess it's volcanic-type sand or
okay,
something.
You know how I feel about this. Living down in the Caribbean.
It's one of those
you've been sold a bill of goods already. This is some toxic waste. There was some oil tanker.
This isn't like eating the conch pistol from a conch and saying that it's going to increase your sex life. No, this is a real thing that they use for spas. They actually harvest this mud from this area on these
Who
islands.
Who is they?
Well, the tourism operators that take our money.
That's right.
But they take you there, and they say, okay, grab the mud, put it in this bucket, mix it in with some water, and then cake it all over yourself. Let it dry.
And they charge you for this?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's part of experience. But you know, you get all mudded up.
Oh, well, that's what I take a cruise for, to get all mudded up in St. Martin for a price.
Well,
when I lived down there, we did really exotic things like go scuba diving.
Well, yeah,
go
this
sailing?
Is something you do on the surface interval.
Yeah.
Is you put mud on each other.
Mud.
Yeah.
Oh, now wait, put it on each other. Now, do they have hot-looking women from St. Martin that will apply it for you? Because that I could sign on for.
No, you have to, it's BYO babe.
Oh.
Bring your own babe.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing. But if you got one, hey, go for it. It's fun.
I'll try it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm through with standing on land and seas I never get in. It's like I got on my mask, but I'm missing a fin. I'll get a 3-mil wetsuit, and if it gets cold, I'll just pee.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new rig and fizz as clear as gin, and a huge bathtub I can go diving in. Or I'll get a dive boat big enough for 10 plus me.
Tell me what you need.
I'll need a dive card with no depth limit, and a big black sub with a bedroom in it. Gonna feel the effects of narcosis just past the depth of about 100 feet.
In there, do that.
I want to dive all day and hang at tiki bars, working on getting my advanced e-card. Some say I'm crazy, but that's okay for divers like me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'll get a dive
knife, have my buddy do the same. I'd study the sea and know every fish by name. Cause we all wanna be just good divers, even if people think we're shark fishing lures. The girls look good and go with the flow as we all stay wet with Scuba Radio. And we'll all hang out at tiki bars or plan a night dive out under the stars. Everything looks bigger when you look down there, where the guys need help and the girls don't care. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a diver. Hey, hey, I wanna be a diver.
All right, hey, I warned you that I would play a couple of my little ditties there to compliment Pup's music from earlier on the show, and for that, I apologize.
Really, Greg, I think you should leave your little ditties off the air.
Really?
Yeah. People have had enough of your little ditties.
Okay. You say so.
Yeah.
Steve from the World of Boning hanging with me for a couple of seconds. He just popped in because it's the holidays and everybody's in, you know, like no one's on any kind of schedule. It's like everyone's on island time or something.
That's right. Most folks, you know, most companies, they have a holiday Christmas party and it's all scheduled. We just take the whole month and party it up.
Is that what happened to the eggnog?
Yeah.
I noticed it's empty.
Yeah.
Was that you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I've got a reputation to uphold.
Obviously. All right, well, let's just move on. On the line, I got Marlon Scott from the World's Finest Fishing Grounds Radio. He's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, hey, what's going on, Greg? How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Now, you know, I know you do a lot of boating stuff down there, Scott, but what about the diving situation? There's something going on with the Vandenberg shipwreck that they're trying to sink down there, right?
Something's been going on for almost 10 years now. It's about time we sink this sucker.
Yeah, well, you know, Scott, I lived in the Keys for a long time, and, you know, in all the time I've been in and out of the Keys, there's been this one house that they've been trying to build. It's just, it's up on stilts, they got the stairs, and then there's, like, the first floor, and it's been, like, 20, 30 years they've been trying to get it done. If they can't build a house, how do you expect they're going to bring down an aircraft carrier or whatever it is and sink it?
I have amazing faith that someday, somehow, that ship will sink, hopefully off the Key West. It's a great deal for somebody if they want to bid against us, I'll tell you that.
So explain, what's going on? It's going up on the auction block if they can't work
December,
out the financing?
Yeah, December 17th. If we don't come up with $1.6 million cash, hard cash, to that the port up in Virginia, they're going to auction it off on December 17th.
Yeah. So on December 18th, you might be able to find the artificial reef or potential artificial reef of the Vandenberg, which is like how long?
It's 520 feet long, actually, or 22 feet. It's a little bit longer than the Spiegel Grove.
All right, so you'll be able to find that possibly on eBay.
Yeah,
and
that
might
be a seller.
I don't know if they'll have a buy it now price, though.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Whoa. Amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at ScubaRadio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at ScubaRadio.com.
I think it's important that all the children out there believe in the magic of Satan.
That's Santa. Typo.
Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. He took off the suit and his big black boots and even the cap on his head. He was on vacation down in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. Now Rudolph said to Santa while eating a banana, if you wonder about my red, red nose, you got sunburn, that's why it glows. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. He took off his suit and his big black boots and even the cap on his head. He was on vacation down in the islands, even brought his sled. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red. Santa got a sunburn, Santa got a sunburn, that's why he's all red.
Well, that explains everything. Here you thought it was just rosy cheeks and cheer and all that kind of nonsense, and here we find out he was in the Keys or the Caribbean someplace and just got a nasty burn.
Yeah, now that could happen even this time of year. If you're listening to Scuba Radio up in the frozen tundra of the up north, we have Marlon Scott on the line. What is the weather report from the beautiful Florida Keys?
Oh, you know, it's in the mid-70s. It's our ice-cold winter, 75
now, see, that's just
high,
cruel.
65 a low. So
yeah, when
we
tell
cold, people, baby.
Yeah, when we tell people up north and they listen to the show and it's mid-70s, it's just that's just cruel. I like to do it. It's my little gift. You know,
yeah.
I'm glad I could be here to help.
Exactly.
Keeps everybody humble.
Right. It does indeed. Now, Marlon, I got to find out here, what is going on with the Keys other than the Vandenberg issue? Obviously, that's not going well for the Southern Keys at the moment. We'll have to, you know, keep our eye on that story, find out how that all shakes loose. But that doesn't mean there isn't great diving to be had, especially this time of the year, isn't it?
Well, 75-degree water, Greg. 75-degree water. That's the big news.
Yeah,
and then we'll get just about the 70 before it'll we'll get back into spring. But 75 degrees, the water visibility is ridiculous. The Gulf Stream is very close to the reef, so you got this clean, beautiful water really coming up on top of the reef. And you know what we're seeing now, Greg, is you may be diving and come across sailfish. Now that's a cool thing.
Whoa, that would be something.
So many sailfish here that you could be really graced with the presence of a wolf pack.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You went from sailfish to wolves. You lost me there. What
happened? Help Greg out. He doesn't fish.
Okay, here's what a wolf pack is of sailfish. What they're doing is they're hunting together, and they're corralling up sardines. And those sardines are being pushed to the top. So what the sailfish do is they get all around these sardines. They surround them with their sails. They almost use their sails as walls to keep the sardines all balled up into a bait ball. So they take turns running in to the sardines and smacking the baits with their bill to eat, and we call it a wolf pack of sailfish.
Wow! Now that is not on your typical dive charter itinerary, I'm guessing, is to come across a wolf pack of sardine wrangling sailfish.
No, you won't find it on a brochure anyway. That's a custom trip you'll have to ask specifically for.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I used to skipper down there, and even though we were mainly running snorkeling trips, you're out on the reef there in the shallows. This time of year, you get some of the best visibility, some of the, you know, most incredible days. And he's absolutely right. Even if you're in the shallows there, you need to keep an eye out in the blue there because you don't know who else might be coming down to take advantage of that 75-degree water as well. You know, you see some big shadows out there, and it's like, whoa, what's that? Check
all right,
out.
So yeah. So this is probably, I mean, that is a new thing. I would love to see something like that while I was scuba diving down in the Keys. It would be phenomenal.
Actually, what it is, the sailfish, this time of year, they have their holiday parties, and you know, and they're all displaying their big sails because they're all dressed up, and on the menu just happens to be the bait ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
Sardines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead of little
crackers, and they use their crackers, you know,
of
just
course.
Like a cheese ball. They have a cracker that they spread those bait balls on, and then they all sit around and remark on how great the bait ball is.
That's right. And instead of, like, using toothpicks with the little smokies, they use their bill. That's what they do.
Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of people ask what the bill's for. So now you know, here on Scuba Radio, you heard it first. That's what the bill's for.
Here, I thought I was the only one with a master in BS, and both of you two have just topped me.
Remember, we are both boat captains. That is 90% of the boat captain exam.
Dancing bear routine, for sure. Dancing bear routine.
Can you say absolutely anything, no matter how nonsensical, and make people believe it? Then you can be a boat captain.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you know, you've just kind of raised the bar for me as far as celebrating Christmas in the Caribbean or Christmas in the Keys. That's something I've had the opportunity to do a few times in my diving history here. I haven't done it in the last couple of years, but what's going on down right now? Are you seeing a lot of Christmas lights at the dive operators and the houses up and down, US-1, right?
Well, you know, Greg, it's the lighted boat parades. It's the lighted boat parades that are really taking a lot of the entertainment. Entertainment out on the water is at night. The lighted boat parades off of Key West and Key Largo, and then the innkeeper tours. That's kind of cool, where you can go in and out of all of the bed and breakfasts and all the inns that are down in Key West, the very historical inns, and you get to walk through them. They feed you wine and cheese and hors d'oeuvres, and you get to look at all their lights and kind of check them out. It's very historical. So there's a lot of stuff going on with Christmas lights. It looks like Christmas in Key West. It's
you know, I spent a few Christmases living in Key West, and that is true. I think it's almost like people overcorrect almost for living in the Keys because, you know, you go to a New England town, and they don't do half as much for Christmas as they do in Key West. Between the boat parades, the holiday strolls like you were talking about, all the special events that are going on, I mean, they really do it up. It is a cool time to be there.
And maybe that's it. They're trying to make up for the fact that they don't have the cool weather and the snow and all that stuff, so they enhance it with more Christmas lights and other type of festive activities to kind of put people in that
and the close proximity to all of those great bars doesn't really hurt.
Yes,
you know, plenty of holiday cheer to go around.
We never ever run out of eggnog ever.
that's true. And you know, so enjoy the eggnog if you're down there in Key West, and don't forget to visit the buffet and enjoy the bait ball.
Yeah,
well.
I like the bait ball idea. Yeah. That sounds like something I need to add to the list.
Very nice.
Yeah, and Christmas in the Keys. I got to make that happen again real soon. All right, Captain Marlon Scott, World's Finest Fishing Grounds Radio. You can check him out right there on that radio station. And the website is Scott what?
Fishmonster.com or FloridaKeysRadio.com. Either one, you'll find me.
All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
If Christmas shopping tires you out, listen to this.
Howdy-ho!
you bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne or hairbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking, sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my tree. If you can't get me one, then give me two or three. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum will make me happy. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my Christmas tree.
Well, there's another idea. You know, I've found over the years that with all the travels we do at Scuba Radio, that a bottle of rum is definitely the gift or item you can bring back that always fits for that special diver on your list. You don't mix the two, but hey, as we have said many times before, it appears sometimes that divers tend to drink like fish when they're not diving, and a bottle of rum from some exotic location from around the world is not a a bad little souvenir to bring back from your travels. All right, here's some other ideas as before we wrap up today's edition of the Big Show. We got some specials going on right now at the Scuba Radio merchandise page. If you go to scubaradio.com and look at the top right corner of the webpage, it says Scuba Radio, and there's a drop-down menu. If you put your mouse over that and you click on merchandise, and you can go to our merchandise page right now and save 15% on any item or any order that you purchase, 15% off your total order. Going on right now, just put in SAVE15 as the code, the promo code when you check out, and you'll get 15% off your total order. All orders over $15, you get free shipping. And if that weren't enough, we got some stuff on here that is dirt cheap. There's some DVDs as low as $3.99 on there that regularly sell for $25. We got a limited edition action figures with miniature force fins, pirate treasure that you can say you found on a dive that you really didn't. But, hey, that you found on a dive that's actually forged from silver from the wreck of the Atocha right there off of Key West. So there's some cool stuff on the Scuba Radio merchandise page. And if you order right now, give us about 3-4 days there before Christmas. We can get it out to you in time. No extra charge. Remember, free shipping on orders over $15 and 15% off with promo code SAVE15. All right, that'll do it for this special holiday edition of The Big Show. Hopefully next week we'll be broadcasting to you live from our new state-of-the-art facility. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good diving, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.